Education and healthcare reporting on SDPB is supported by Regional Health, helping patients and communities live well.
Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. There hasn't always been a close partnership between law enforcement and psychology, but the Pennington County Sheriff's Office has a new clinical psychologist, and he says there's plenty his field can offer to officers in the field. SDPB's Jackie Hendry is here to explain. Hey, Jackie.
Hey, Lori. Doing fine.
How common is a position like this in a law enforcement department?
Not very. This position in Pennington County has only existed for around 30 years and is fairly rare on a national scale. The position originally stemmed from a desire to do basically better pre-hire screening of officers to make sure we're getting the right people in right. this position. That previous individual recently retired, paving the way for Dr. Roger Belial, who I met last week after he's been on the job for about a month.
All right. So what do the responsibilities entail?
Right. So Dr. Belial is a shared resource with Pennington County Sheriff's Department, Rapid City PD, Fire, EMS Services, DCI. He'll assist with those pre-hire psychological screenings of staff, training workshops, return to duty screening. So if there's maybe an officer involved shooting, something like that, he screens those folks as they're returning back. A wide variety of responsibilities, but he tells me that's part of what drew him to this line of work in the first place.
Talk about what this means to the agency itself to really have Dr. Belial as a resource, to have that kind of resource available.
It means a couple of different things for this agency, and I'll start with what Dr. Belial told me is something he's particularly interested in, and that's a fairly new field of study in psychology that he's done a lot of research in, and it's called zero acquaintance interactions. And this is an idea of perceiving personality traits in another person in a very short amount of time. And Dr. Belial tells me this is a really practical skill for law enforcement.
Officers encounter that every day. They pull someone over, they don't know who they are, you know, and providing a way for them to be able to quickly read a person, identify a personality type, kind of know what their tendencies are, and be able to have that go smoothly as possible, really, you know, avoid a physical altercation and have sticky situations go in their favor.
Some other potentially more extreme examples he gave might include interrogation strategies or even in a hostage situation, these really time-sensitive, often dangerous situations where an officer can try to make some kind of fairly quick judgments about the kind of person they're dealing with.
So the rest of us are trying very hard not to rush to judgment,
and
to slow down our judgment of somebody. Officers are doing that too, but they also have to, for, you know, by the nature of their job, have to make very quick decisions. How do you hone that kind of skill?
For Dr. Belial, it was some personal research during his internship at a university counseling center. At that point, he was in charge of assessments, so he might have maybe 15 minutes with a person to determine the kind of services that they might need. And he explained to me he'd start with the phone call that his client was there. Were they early? Were they late? Where were they sitting in the waiting room? How did they shake his hand and walk back to his office? So by the time they were in his office starting the appointment, he already had kind of an idea of the kind of person they were. And then he would ask them questions, they would respond, and he would try to see maybe where he was or wasn't correct. And as he began to recognize those patterns in his own research, he found that also in other materials.
All right. So how does he translate that for law enforcement officers?
Well, he tells me it's not so much teaching that process because even that amount of time isn't always available. But Dr. Belial describes it more as maybe observational skills with that psychological template. So looking for things like maybe eye contact, posture. Because as Dr. Belial tells me, preliminary research shows that it is possible to make fairly accurate predictions on behavior based on this really basic approach.
What they don't know exactly is how that happens. I mean, because a lot of that to your average layperson happens on an intuitive level, but there are certain innate skills that we have in terms of how we observe people and how we make personality judgments that are becoming to be identified. And so it isn't a psychic thing, it isn't a magical thing. It's really, I think, an undeveloped area of the field out there that just, to me, amazingly interesting to me and has great applicability, especially to this field and everything that law enforcement is involved in. It's very much needed, in my opinion.
And I should add another possible scenario for officers is when it comes to mental health. So this approach might supplement training that they already receive for when they might be called to respond to a person who is suicidal and a suicidal subject.
All right, so we're thinking about the people that these officers are serving, but what about the officers themselves, law enforcement officers, EMS, firefighters? These are journalists. Oh, no, he's not helping. these are stressful positions. Is he a resource, for them?
Absolutely. And going back to personality types, he says the kinds of personality types drawn to this field are often people who might be reluctant to seek help when they've witnessed or experienced something really traumatic in the line of duty, because for them it might be a lot about courage and they might feel that they have to be courageous enough to deal with it within themselves. But Dr. Bilal tells me he advocates for that, what he calls emotional self-maintenance. And he's available to talk one-on-one with officers. He plans to be very accessible through training workshops, ride-alongs, and other opportunities.
I've already spoken with several individuals who just say, hey, doc, let me ask you something. And so it begins, and I'm trying to destigmatize the whole process and help them to understand the practicality of this whole process and how really non-threatening it is and truly beneficial it can be.
And he tells me it's not about, he's not dragging anyone by the ear into his office when he thinks they're having problems. It's about kind of maybe changing that culture, saying it is acceptable. And because ultimately, when it comes down to it, someone needs to want the help. Yeah. So he just plans to be as available as possible for those officers.
SDPB's Jackie Hendry, a great story. Thank you so much for being here once again.
Thanks, Lori.